感谢主，今天早上能够和亲爱的朋友能够来分享福音。
I thank the Lord for this morning's opportunity to share the gospel, the good news with our friends.
我们好不好开始的时候，我们来读一段的经文。
Let us read a scripture passage.
这段的经文是在以弗所书第六章。
It's taken from Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章第十五节。
Verse 15.
以弗所书第六章第十五节。
Ephesians 6:15.
好吧，我们如果可以的话，我们一起同声来念。
Let us read in unison.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Let us read in unison in English. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
这边讲到说这个福音是一个平安的福音。
It talks about the gospel is a gospel of peace.
好，我们今天早上盼望能够借着平安这个题目和亲爱的朋友来分享福音所带给我们的平安。
So this morning I'd like to share with you this theme, that is the peace that is brought to us by the gospel.
我想平安是我们大家心中都盼望能够得着的。
I think peace is something that everyone desires.
我不知道大家心里面对这平安下的定义是什么。
I don't know how you would define peace.
我在这个题目自己思想的时候，我也没有办法很清楚下一个定义。
As I was thinking about this, it was difficult for me to give a very definitive definition.
所以我就去查了字典。
So I looked up the dictionary.
这个韦氏字典它上面这么说。
Webster Dictionary puts it this way.
他说什么叫平安呢？
What is peace?
他说是人心中一种免于焦虑、愁烦，或是任何心理上的搅扰。
He says that peace is freedom from anxiety, annoyances, or other mental disturbances.
他说是心中里面的一种的平和，是一种的安静，是一种安宁的状态。
It's a peace of mind, a tranquility, a state of tranquility or serenity.
他还说这个平安呢，是一种和谐和睦。的一种的关系。
And also peace indicates a harmonious relationship.
包括人与人之间，国与国之间。
Including interpersonal relationship and relationships between nations.
难怪我们都希望心中能够得着平安。
No wonder we all desire to have a peace of mind.
我们都希望我们心里面能够免于焦虑愁烦。
We all desire to be free of anxiety.
我们都盼望与人的关系里面是彼此的和谐和睦。
We all desire we have a harmonious relationship with others.
我们盼望国际的情势是世境平安。
We hope that among nations there is peace.
可是亲爱的朋友，我们现在所处的时代，我们有平安吗？
But in this generation, the world that we live in, is there peace?
我们问我们自己，我们心里面现在是不是没有愁烦呢？
Let's ask ourselves, are we not having any anxiety at all?
我们当享受这个人际关系所带给我们祝福的里面，我们是不是能有那个和谐呢？
We're supposed to enjoy the blessings from harmonious relationship with others, but do we have the harmony?
我们看看这个国际的情势是不是世境平安呢？
If we look at the world situation, do we see peace everywhere?
我上次看到一篇的一点小小的记载。
I was reading an short article.
他讲了说，当第一次世界大战爆发的时候
，It talks about at the beginning of the World War One.
Yeah, 后来这个世界大战结束之后
，After World War One.
那因为这一个战争呢，它的非常的激烈，那并且它波及的那个面呢，非常的广。
Because the war was very fierce, so that the impact reaches far beyond.
所以当第一次世界大战结束的时候，有人下一个结论说，这一个是结束所有战争的一个战争。
So at the end of World War One, people will put it this way, that this should be the war that ends all wars.
结果没想到到20年之后，第二次世界大战又爆发了。
But no one thought that after 20 years, World War Two came along.
那之后呢，历史学家就对中间这一段那个停战的这个期间呢，就下了一个结论。
And then they have another conclusion during the ceasefire.
他说呢，这中间这段时间呢，不过是中场休息罢了。
And they will say that, well, the 20 years between the two world wars is just the intermission.
国际情势中间没有平安。
There's no peace in war situation or world situation.
亲爱的朋友, 如果我们稍微注意新闻的话, 我们看看现在国际的情势。
If we pay attention to news,
自从特别在美国本土境内, 在911之后, 大家也觉得在国防上面是让人家极其担忧的。
And after 911, that we feel anxiety about our security.
不仅如此, 好像在这个自然的环境里面, 也发生了许多的大的变化。
Now, even in the natural environment, we've seen big changes.
在印度洋那边有大海啸。
And we have witnessed a tsunami in the Indian Ocean.
在纽奥良那边有水灾。
And we look at the flooding in New Orleans.
听说最近在 国内大陆里面有一个50年来破纪录的一个大风暴。
And we have also heard about the news of the worst snowstorm in China in 50 years.
亲爱的朋友, 这个外面的环境没有让我们实在是觉得心里面忧心忡忡。
And you know the external circumstances made us to feel very anxious.
不仅如此, 人与人之间的关系里面也常常有冲突,有摩擦。
Not only so, but the conflict among people that we witness every day.
就在我们自己的生活的环境的里面。
Even in our daily lives.
我们说婆媳是第一个难处的关系。
We all talk about how difficult it is for the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law to get along.
妯娌不知道能不能排第二。
I don't know whether the second number two problem is the relationship among the in-laws, other in-laws.
可是就在我们的夫妻的关系的里面, 就在父子的关系里面, 我们是处在一个什么样的情况?
Even the relationship between parents and children and between husband and wife, what kind of relationship are we enjoying?
现在听说好像有的,好像特别是青少年, 他们在家里面的时候跟父母不太面对面说话。
We all hear about the report that young people spend very little time at home communicating with their parents.
对,他要和父母沟通的时候呢,他们用电子邮件。
And if they want to talk to their parents, they will use email.
亲爱的朋友,人与人之间变得疏离,变得摩擦,变得远离。
You know, the distance between people is getting greater and greater.
那看看我们自己里面呢?
Look at our inner self.
我们面对环境前面的,给我们带来的压力。
All the pressures that we experience.
我们心里面有忧愁,有愁烦。
We feel anxiety, and we feel sorrow.
我们觉得有焦虑,
and we feel very anxious.
在人际关系中间摩擦里面带过里面许多的压力.
And even the interpersonal relationship brings a lot of pressure.
在工作里面碰到的情况也觉得让我们觉得有很大的负担.
And also the things that we encounter at work brings to us a lot of pressure.
手上接了一个project, 那就为着这个 deadline 焦头烂额.
And once you have gotten an assignment of a project, then you feel the pressure coming.
手上这个project做完了,没工作做了, 又担心被layoff.
Once you complete the project, then you say, well, I got nothing else to do, and you worry about being laid off.
亲爱的朋友, 这是不是我们现在所处的世代, 我们现在所处的生活呢?
Isn't this kind of a generation and this kind of life that we live in?
难怪有人说, 这是一个焦虑的时代。
And that's why people said this generation is a generation full of anxiety.
人心里面盼望平安, 可是在这世代里面却得不着。
We all desire peace, but we don't have peace.
也许我们会看见外面的环境, 我们觉得说我们在怎么解决这些问题呢?
When we look at the external circumstances, we say, how are we going to solve all these problems?
这么多的国际问题, 这么多的社会问题, 这么多的人际关系上面的问题, 这么多我里面的问题。
All the problems between nations, interpersonal relationship, my own problems.
可是圣经里面告诉我们, 这个问题的症结乃是在人的心里面。
But the Bible tells us clearly that the key to all these problems has to do with what's in our heart.
这因为人里面有了罪。
Because there's a sin in our heart.
人因着罪使得与神分开了。
And because of sin, we were separated from God.
因为我们的神乃是那位平安的神。
Because God is a God of peace.
可是因着罪的关系使得人不能靠近神,神不能靠近人。
Because of sin separated us from God. We cannot get close to God, and God cannot get close to us.
在罗马书第15章33节怎么说?
Romans 15:33 put it this way.
他说, 愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在。
It says, the God of peace be with you all.
这边讲到说神是赐平安的神。
It talks about God of peace.
也特别在原文里面所讲的乃是神就是那位平安的神。
And in the original text, it talks about this God is the God of peace.
在神的生命性情里面，他是完全的，是和谐的，是美丽的。
God's attribute is complete, perfect, and peaceful, and beautiful.
可是人因着罪与这位平安的神分开了。
But because of sin, we were separated from this God of peace.
因着罪使得人没有办法得着平安。
Because of sin, that we cannot enjoy peace.
亲爱的朋友，我们常常会对罪有一个特别是中国人有一些的观念。
And dear friends, that we, especially as Chinese, have some, understanding or a viewpoint about sin.
我们常常会把罪性跟罪行混在一块。
We oftentimes, confuse sin and, sinful acts.
的确，这个当我们触犯法律的时候，我们是犯了罪行。
If we did something against the law, of course we have committed, sinful acts.
可是圣经里面所讲的这个罪比这个更深一些。
But the sin the Bible talks about is much deeper than this.
圣经里面所说的罪乃是在人的性情里面一些的败坏的性质。
The sin the Bible talks about has to do with the sinful nature that's hidden in our heart.
人的性质里面有一些污秽的东西，使得人没有办法和这个圣洁的神靠在一起。
There's something dirty in our nature, which separates us, or prevents us from getting close to God.
在罗马书三章二十三节怎么说
？Romans 3:23 says,
他说：“因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
”And for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这边所讲到这个罪性不仅仅是在亲爱的朋友你坐的旁边的人的里面。
So this sinful nature resides not only in the hearts of the person sitting next to you,
也是在你在我的里面。
But also resides in you and in me.
世人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
在神的心目中神对人有一个非常高贵的一个意念。
In God's heart, there is a great, meaning, for God to have in us, as human beings.
神当初造人的时候盼望在人的身上他的生命能够流露出来能够显出这生命的美丽高贵。
In God's original creation, he desired for man to manifest, the glory and beauty of him.
神也盼望在人的生命里面能够享受那个平安和喜乐。
And he desired a man to enjoy the peace and joy.
可是圣经里面讲到说因着罪使得人从神的那一个高贵的目的里面失落。
But because of sin that we are all fallen, from God's noble purpose.
这个罪进到人的里面使得人变成一个败坏里面有一个败坏的性质。
So, sin enter into a human being, then we become corrupt.
人变得自我中心。
We become self-centered.
如果我今天有什么发达，有什么成功，是我行我能干。
And, suppose I'm successful today, then I would say that, well, because I'm capable of achieving this.
如果为什么不如意都是别人的不对，都是环境的错。
If something's going wrong, then I will blame others.
而且这个罪是在我这个性情的里面是天生俱来的。
The sin is deep in my nature and it comes as I was born.
如果我们做父母的我们知道我们不需要教小朋友撒谎他们天生就会。
As parents, we all know that we did not have to teach our kids to lie. And they knew how to lie. They all know how to lie.
有时候我问我的儿子问他一个问题。
Sometimes I ask my son a question.
他一面讲然后眼睛一面在边转。
And as he was answering me, his eyes will be rolling around.
我就知道在他这个答案的背后还有另外一个故事。
So I knew that there's a different story behind what he was telling me.
亲爱的朋友那我们自己呢
?What about ourselves?
如果我问我自己这一个问题我是不是从来没有撒过谎
If I ask myself, have I ever lied?
如果我在这个时候点头的话，我马上就撒了一个谎。
If I say, yeah, I never lie, then I told another lie.
那如果我问这个问题在你的跟前呢
?Suppose I ask you the same question.
谁教我们去撒谎保护自己的呢
Who told us, who taught us to lie in order to protect ourselves?
亲爱的朋友，罪性是在人的里面，是与生俱来的。
Our dear friends, the sinful nature is in us. It came when we were born.
使得人变得自我为中心，使得人与神远离。
It made us to be self-centered, also separated us from God.
使得人远离了那一个平安的神。
It also separated from the God of peace.
使人心里面充满了焦虑不安。
And we are filled with anxiety.
并且罪在人的里面成为一个权势。
And also it becomes a principality, an authority, over us.
在罗马书七章第十五节这么说。
Romans 7:15. 15. Okay, that's okay. Romans 7:15.
他说我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
The things I desire to do, I don't do, but those I hate, I do.
这边里面所讲的好像在我们里面变成有一个捆绑我们的势力。
So it indicates that it's the bondage that I'm under.
有些事情我不想去做，可是我不得不去做。
There are things that I desire not to do, but I couldn't help us. I couldn't help myself.
我知道抽烟喝酒不好。
I know it's not good to smoke or to drink.
如果我有烟瘾，我有酒瘾的话，我就时间到了，我就要去抽一支。
If I have these addictions, when the time hits, I have to do it.
如果我有酒瘾的话呢，我就觉得不好，我也要去找酒来喝。
And even though I knew it's not good to drink, but when the addiction kicks in, I have to have a drink.
并且呢，我里面如果有一点想要行善，有一点点想要做好事的心，我也没有这个力气去做。
Sometimes when I have a desire to do good, but I lack the ability or the strength to do it.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，今年有没有立新志向
？I wonder if you have made some New Year's resolution this year.
不知道立志行善的行出来了有多少。
I don't know, your desire to do good, how much you can accomplish.
我以前常常觉得反正新年新志向说说讲讲行不出来最后也就不要讲。
And, after many years of making resolutions, but since I couldn't accomplish it, I just stopped doing it.
亲爱的朋友，在我们的里面我们有一个我们没有办法克制的在我们里面一个下坠的力量。
In every one of us, there's such a force that's dragging us down, which we cannot resist.
我们想要行善，我们行不出来。
We want to do good, but we're not able to.
有些事情我们觉得不合适，我们不想去做的，好像又我们又偏偏去做。
There are things that we desire not to do, but we couldn't help us.
罪在我们里面不仅是我们与神隔开的那个败坏的性质。
So sin is not only the thing that separates us from God.
罪在我们的里面也成为一个权势捆绑我们。
It also becomes a power that got hold of us.
并且罪也破坏人与人之间的关系。
And sin also destroys interpersonal relationships.
人变得自我为中心，人变得自我为事。
We become self-centered. We think everything we say or do is right.
我认识的一对伯父伯母。
There's an elderly couple that I know.
这个伯父伯母他们有一对儿女。
And, this elderly couple, have two children.
那这个儿子结婚的时候呢这个伯父他非常的反对。
When this uncle's, son was getting married, this uncle did not agree to this marriage.
非常反对到一个地步呢他不准这个儿子跟媳妇进家门。
And he was so much against the marriage, he forbid them from coming to his home.
甚至到他在这个病床上面要临终的时候。
Even on this uncle's deathbed,
他对这个伯母说就算我死了我也不让他们跨进家门一步。
When I died, I would not like to see them come into my house.
这个在这个伯母心里面是极其的为难，极其的伤痛。
So, this aunt, was hurting very much.
心里面爱儿子，可是丈夫的遗命却是不准他们跨进墙。
She loved, her son, but her husband desired not to allow the son and daughter-in-law to come into their house.
亲爱的朋友，罪在人里面的性质使得人与人之间的关系被破坏。
So sin destroys interpersonal relationships.
不仅如此，罪使得我们得罪自己，得罪人。
Not only so, but we sin, we do bad things to ourselves, and also we sin against others.
并且这个罪是得罪那一位圣洁公义的神。
But most of all, the sin sinned against the righteous God.
在圣经里面，出埃及记34章第6节、第7节这么说。
Exodus 34 verses 6 and 7.
就是我们的神，他向着他自己的一个，他在人跟前的一个宣告。
And this is a proclamation of God in front of Israelites.
他说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神。”
He said, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽。
Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness.
过犯和罪恶。
Rebellion and sin.
但他断不以有罪的为无罪。
Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
亲爱的朋友，我们的神他是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
Dear friends, God is a compassionate God and also forgiving God.
并且他有丰盛的慈爱，他也是那一个信实可靠的神。
And he's faithful and he's compassionate.
可是我们的神也是公义的神。
But he's also a righteous God.
他不是在一边张只眼闭只眼，不是做了个好好先生。
He's not just trying to be a do-gooder and neglecting all our mistakes.
他是公义的神，他断不以无有罪的为无罪。
He does not leave the guilty unpunished.
我们心中所有的心思意念，我们得罪人的，得罪神的。
All we have in our mind are our thoughts, which are against other people and also against God.
神不以这有罪的为无罪。
And God would not treat these things as unpunished.
并且这个罪在我们的身上有结出一个果子。
And the sin will bear fruit.
这个罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
并且人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And we all have to face death, and then there will be judgment after we die.
亲爱的朋友，我不知道您对死的看法如何。
I don't know how you feel about death.
也许我们不太喜欢提这个字。
A lot of times we do not want to talk about it.
我记得我们小时候在家里面是非常避讳。
And, when I was young, in our family, we don't talk about death.
我一讲到死就不吉利、不吉祥，不要提。
Because we think it's unlucky to talk about death.
的确的，死让我们在前面看见是一个未知，让我们看见里面是一个黑暗，是一个恐惧。
Because death to us is a big unknown, is darkness and brings fear to us.
可是圣经里面讲说，人人都有一死。
But the Bible tells us that everyone dies.
并且我们看到我们周遭的环境，这是一个非常确实的明证，百分之百人人都死。
100% everyone dies.
但人肉身的死亡并不是一个终结。
But our physical death is not the end.
人生最后的终结，在人死后，并且还有一个审判。
We know that it's judgment after our death.
我们每一个人都要来到这一位圣洁公义神的跟前。
We all have to come before this righteous and just God.
亲爱的朋友，我们觉得我们在这一位圣洁公义的神的跟前，我们能够站立得住。
Before this holy and righteous God, do you think you can stand firm?
我们有没有撒过小谎？
Have we ever told a small lie?
我们里面是不是曾经有嫉妒过人过？
Did I ever harbor jealousy?
我们是不是里面曾经有争竞？
And do we have strife in us?
我们是不是曾经我们有恨过人？
Have we ever hated others?
我们是不是很多我们该爱的时候我们没有爱？
A lot of times we should have loved someone, but we did not.
我们有时候也许会说，我这个人虽然不怎么样。
Sometimes we say, well, you know, even though I'm not perfect.
可是比我差的人多的是。
But there are so many people who are worse than I.
人非圣贤，孰能无过呢？
We're not saints, so everyone makes mistakes.
人比人的确是这样。
Of course, when we compare with others, it's like so.
而亲爱的朋友，当我们来到这位神的跟前的时候，他是用他那完全的公义的圣洁的标准来衡量我们的时候，我们能够站立得住吗？
But difference as we come, when we come before God who is righteous and holy, and he uses his absolute standard to judge us, can we stand before him?
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Everyone dies and there's judgment after death.
可是我们感谢我们的主，他所为我们预备的福音乃是平安的福音。
But we thank the Lord because the gospel that he prepared for us is a gospel of peace.
这乃是所讲到这个十字架的故事。
It talks about the story of the cross.
十字架上主耶稣基督被挂在那里。
We see that Jesus was hanging on the cross.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And Jesus is a son of God.
他是一个完全的人，可是他也是完全的神。
He's a perfect man, also a perfect God.
在他里面没有任何的罪。
And there's no sin in him.
没有任何罪的影子在他心思，在他意念，在他言行，他在态度上面。
There's not a shadow of sin, in his thoughts, in his mind, in his deeds.
可是他被挂在十字架上。
But he was hung on the cross.
亲爱的朋友，当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候，他是为着你，他是为着我。
Dear friends, when he was hung on the cross, he did it for you, he did it for me.
这一个完全的人，这一个完全的神挂在那里。
Such a perfect man and a perfect God was hung on the cross.
好使得你和我的罪能够得以被赦。
So that your sins and my sins may be forgiven.
在圣经里面，以赛亚书53章这么说。
Isaiah 53 says,
他说他诚然担当我们的忧患。
Surely he took up our infirmities,
背负我们的痛苦。
And carried our sorrows.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
But he was pierced for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
And he was crushed for our iniquities.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
The punishment that he suffered brought us peace.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
And by his wounds we are healed.
亲爱的朋友，这是十字架上的故事。
Dear friends, this is the cross's story.
神的儿子在十字架上，他没有罪，他不应该被挂在那里。
God's Son of God, without sin, it should not have been him who should be hung on the cross.
可是他为了让你和我能够得着平安，他为我们在这边受了刑罚。
But in order for you and me to enjoy peace, he was willing to be punished.
他为了你和我能够得着医治，他在那边受了鞭伤。
For our healings, he was punished, he was pierced.
以前在台湾有一个非常为人所敬重的基督徒。
There was a very, was a Christian in Taiwan that, many people respected him.
他有几个孩子都是非常的乖巧听话。
And, he had, several, very, nice children.
除了他的一个小儿子。
Except the youngest one.
这小儿子不知道为什么染上了那个顺手牵羊的习惯。
And this youngest son had this peculiar habit of stealing.
Yeah, 他出去绕一圈，不知道为什么就会多带一些东西回来。
And as he walked around in the streets, and he would bring things that did not belong to him.
因着这样子的习惯，使得这个做父亲的心里面非常的忧愁。
Because this bad habit of this younger son, it really caused a lot of worry.For the father.
跟着孩子讲了 好多次，好像总是不改。
And of course he, talked to the younger son many times, but he would not change.
直到一次那个父亲说把一个藤条挂在墙上。
And until one day that, the father was putting this rod on the wall.
说这是家法。
So this is our family discipline.
如果以后谁在偷的话，我这个就要用动家法来惩罚。
And if anyone continues to steal, then I will use this discipline.
就没想到国门一周又有一个杂货店的老板带着小儿子回来。
And in less than a week, the owner of a grocery store brought the younger son home.
这个老板跟着爸爸说，你儿子在我店里面拿了东西。
And the owner of the grocery store told the father that he stole things from my store.
这父亲心里面很难过，也觉得很羞愧。赔了不是，道了歉，付了钱，就打发这个店主走。
The father felt very bad, and he paid the owner and apologized to him.
然后之后，他看着这个儿子。
So then he was looking at his younger son.
他看着儿子，问着儿子说。
And he asked him,
哪一只手拿的？
Which hand took these things?
这个小儿子看看爸爸，看看挂在墙上的藤条。
And the younger son looked at his father, looked at the rod on the wall.
他一下伸出右手，想想不对，再换左手，左手换不对，两只手都收回来。
And he stretched out his right hand, and then he switched to his left hand, and then he put both his hands behind him.
父亲再问说，哪一只手拿的？
The father asked him again, which hand did take the things?
他慢慢地伸出右手来。
So he slowly stretched out his right hand.
这父亲从墙上拿下藤条。
And the father took the rod off the wall.
把这藤条高高的举起。
And lifted it up.
这孩子吓得眼睛都闭上不敢看。
And the younger son was so scared he closed his eyes.
然后就听到这藤条咻的一下挥下来。
And he heard the sound of the whipping of the rod.
啪的一声打在上面。
And heard the sound hitting the hand.
可是儿子却不觉得自己手在痛。
But he didn't feel the pain.
他张开眼睛一看。
He opened his eyes.
原来爸爸把他自己的左手附在他的手上面。
Then he saw that his father covered his hand with the father's left hand.
这父亲拿取藤条，用力的打，用力的打，对着自己的手说：“都是你这只手不好，都是你这只手不好。”
And the father kept hitting the hand, says, "It's all your fault. It's all your fault."
亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督他没有犯任何的罪。
Dear friends, Jesus was without sin.
他在里面是一个圣洁纯洁的生命。
His life was a holy one, was a pure one.
我们里面极度纷争是罪人
all the,
是你是我
All the strife and competition really indicates that we are sinners You and me
可是被挂在十字架上的却是他
But the one who was hung on the cross was Jesus
父神那个公义的审判是落在他的身上
The righteous judgment was upon Jesus
他为你我受的刑罚
And he suffered punishment for you and me.
好使得你和我能够得着平安
So that you and I can have peace.
这个鞭子落在他的身上
The rod was upon him.
使得你和我能够得着医治
So that you and I may be healed.
亲爱的朋友，这是一个平安的福音
Dear friends, this gospel is the gospel of peace.
这平安福音带给我们的第一个是赦罪的平安。
And the gospel of peace brings us, number one is the peace of being forgiven.
当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候
When Jesus was hung on the cross,
他为你为我流出了宝血。
He shed his blood for you and for me.
他这个血洗净了我们一切的罪。
And his blood washed all our sins.
不管我们过往我们得罪人的我们得罪自己的我们得罪神的
All the sins that we have sinned against others against God even against ourselves
亲爱的朋友当我们愿意接受耶稣基督的时候他的血洗净我们一切的罪
Dear friends when we are willing to accept Jesus Christ His blood will cleanse all our sins
洗得干干净净
Completely washed clean
如果我们稍微对电脑上面有一点操作习惯
If you know anything about computers
我们知道我们如果说 purge 的话这个从 hard drive 上面就完全的洗掉
If we purge some files from the hard drive all of them will be deleted
就再也找不着了
And you cannot find it anymore
我们在神跟前所有的罪债在耶稣基督宝血的遮盖洗净之下，神再也找不着了。
And before God, all our sins could not be found again.
亲爱的朋友，在我们过往的人生里面，我们有得罪过人吗？
In our life past, have we ever offended others?
我们在里面有得罪过神吗？
Have we ever offended God?
我们曾经里面良心不安过吗？
Our conscience was not peaceful.
我们里面有被定罪的感觉吗？
And have we ever feel the feeling of being convicted?
如果我们愿意接受耶稣基督，耶稣基督的血把我们洗得干干净净。
If we are willing to accept Jesus, then His blood can really completely cleanse us.
让我们在神的跟前有一个新的开始。
So that we have a new beginning before God.
我们良心里面再也没有定罪的感觉。
And our conscience will never convict us again.
在你在我的里面能够得着一个赦罪的平安。
So that we can enjoy this peace of being forgiven.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
并且当我们接受耶稣的时候，他在我们里面成为我们的平安。
And after, well, when we accept Jesus, Jesus becomes the peace within us.
在约翰福音第14章27节这么说。
John 14, verse 27 says,
这是耶稣对他的门徒所说的话。
This is something that Jesus was telling his disciples.
他说，我留下平安给你们。
He says, I leave with you peace.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
I do not give to you as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
亲爱的朋友，当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，
Dear friends, when we accept Jesus,
我们不仅在神的跟前，我们的罪能够被赦免。
Not only our sins before God can be forgiven.
并且我们得着一个新的生命。
But we gain a new life.
并且圣灵住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
耶稣基督借着圣灵就伴随我们走人生的道路。
And Jesus will accompany us in this world's journey through His Holy Spirit.
他能够成为我们人生中最好的朋友。
He can become our best friend in life.
他在我们人生里面成为我们的扶持，成为我们的力量。
He becomes our help and our strength.
他不离开我们。
He will never leave us.
他在我们里面变成我们的把握，成我们的平安。
He becomes our, security and also becomes our peace.
使我们在走人生的道路，不论前面面对什么样子环境，我们心中都不会害怕。
So no matter what difficulties that we may face, we will not be afraid.
主耶稣说，你们心里面不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
因为他与我们同在，所以我们里面能够不忧愁。
Because he is with us, so that we are not troubled.
因着他与我们同在，我们里面能够不胆怯。
So because he is with us, we are not afraid.
我认识一个基督徒的一个姊妹。
I know a Christian sister.
她的丈夫还有她的女儿都还在国内。
And her husband and daughter are in China.
她一个人在美国这边谋生，生活上面。也不是很平顺。
And she is making a living all by herself in the United States and she encounters some difficulties.
有一段时间她做护理的工作。
She worked as a nurse.
在那边照顾一些年老的病人。
Take care of some elderly patients.
这些病人的脾气也都不是太好。
And these patients are not very nice to her.
所以说她在工作上面生活上面许多的压力。
So she felt all the, this pressure, in life from work and others.
可是她却常常能够在人的跟前满带笑容，充满喜乐。
But she was full of, joy and full of smiles before, in front of people.
她说，主是我的力量，主是我的把握。
He says that, Lord is my strength, Lord is my assurance.
她说，主是我的平安，主是我的喜乐。
And Lord is my peace, and He is my joy.
他这样子的生活上面的一个表现呢，让他在周遭他一些的朋友都觉得很压抑。
And the way she carried on really surprised his friends, her friends.
其中有一个朋友呢，我是有一个在美国得出一个高学历。
One of her friends had a higher degree.
在公司里面做主管。
And was an executive in a company.
可是却 因着生活上面的里面的碰到一些的难处，在工作上面碰到的压力。
Because of the difficulties in life and also the pressure from work.
心里面常常的愁烦。
And he was always troubled.
他这个朋友就说，我实在是搞不清楚他里面的平安喜乐是从哪里来的。
And so this friend of hers would ask, where did you get this peace from?
亲爱的朋友，外面环境的平顺没有办法给我们里面的平安。
You know, the external, smooth circumstances does not guarantee peace in your heart.
一个好的学位，一个好的工作，没有办法给我们里面有一个有把握、平安喜乐的感觉。
You may have a degree, you may have a very nice job, but they don't guarantee peace in your heart.
可是当一个接受耶稣基督人得着这个新的生命，有耶稣住在他心中的时候。
But when someone who accepted Jesus, with the new life, with Jesus living in him,
这一个平安，这个喜乐是从里面涌出来的。
And the peace and joy will overflow from within.
并且这一个平安是能够胜过环境。
And the peace can overcome circumstances.
在环境里面能够不忧愁，在环境里面能够不胆怯。
To make you not be troubled and not be afraid.
并且这一个平安能够流到人与人之间的关系中。
And also, this peace can flow into the interpersonal relationships.
我们的神是平安的神。
Our God is God of peace.
我们的神因着我们接受耶稣基督，我们能够得着与神和好。
Because we have accepted Jesus Christ, and we are reconciled with God.
并且呢，我们能够这个和好，这个和睦呢，也能够在显在我们人际的关系当中。
This reconciliation, the peace between us and God, is manifest in our relationship with others.
我再讲一个见证。
I'll tell you another story.
有个姊妹在没有信主之前呢，她是个性比较急。
Sister, before she became a Christian, she was very quick-tempered.
Yeah. 在他没有信主之前呢，在一般的中国人家庭都是讲是这个严父慈母。
In most Chinese families, the father usually is more strict, and the mother is usually more loving.
Yeah. 那这个姊妹的家庭呢，这个父母的角色好像反过来是严母慈父。
But this sister's family had the reverse situation. The father was more loving and the mother was stricter.
这个姊妹呢，如果在下面眉头一皱呢，全家人都不敢讲话。
这个姊妹还是她妈妈。
这个姊妹。
The sister, in her family, if she frowns, then everybody knows trouble is coming.
不仅呢，在家里面这个关系是这个样子。
So not only she has this kind of situation at home.
并且这姊妹呢和她的亲戚之间的关系相处也不是特别好。
And also her relationship with her relatives, were not very good.
她的哥哥嫂嫂就住在不远同一个社区的里面。
Her brother and sister-in-law live in the same area, same community.
可是呢，这个因为跟嫂嫂之间这个关系处不好，住的虽然近，可是却不常往来。
Because the relationship with her sister-in-law was not very good, even though they lived nearby to each other, they don't get along, they don't see each other often.
可是自从这一个姊妹她信主了之后
，But after this lady became a Christian,
她突然发现，在她里面，她常常有得罪人的地方。
And she realized that had a lot of offense against others.
她突然发现她对她的儿女不公平。
And she realized that she was not playing fair to her children.
她突然发现她偏爱儿子，她对她女儿不公平。
And she realized she favored her son over her daughter.
神给她恩典，她向她女儿道歉。
So God gave her grace. She was able to apologize to her daughter.
突然里面发现他对他这一个嫂子他里面轻看。
And, she realized that she, despised her sister-in-law.
神给她恩典，她向她嫂子道歉。
So God gave her grace. She was able to apologize to her sister-in-law.
并且神给她恩典，她愿意主动去关心她的嫂子。
And God gave her more grace that she now pays attention and cares for her sister-in-law.
这个嫂子她心里面原来对基督徒的信仰非常的反感。
This sister-in-law of hers used to not looking at Christianity with any favor.
可是当这一个姊妹生命里面发生变化的时候，她向这一个嫂子传福音。
But when our sister's life was changed, she shared the gospel with her sister-in-law.
他的嫂子对他说：“我看见你生命里面发生了变化。”
Her sister told, sister-in-law told her that I have seen the change in your life.
我看见你原来是常常皱着眉头的，可是你现在有喜乐。
And I used to see that you're unhappy all the time, but now you seem to be full of joy.
我看见你常常自以为是，总是认为是别人的错。
And you used to feel that.You are always right, and others are always wrong.
可是你现在却愿意来向我道歉。
But now you came to apologize to me.
过往你斤斤计较，单顾自己。
And you used to just care for your own interests.
可是你现在愿意来顾及到我。
But now you come to care for me.
我知道你所信的是真的。
I know what you believe is true, is real.
你所信的我也要信。
I want to believe what you believe.
亲爱的朋友，神的平安能够临到我们人与人相处之间的关系。
Dear friends, the peace from God, God's peace, can come upon our interpersonal relationships.
我们神是平安的神。
Our God is God of peace.
他在十字架上借着他儿子为我们所成就的救恩。
The salvation he accomplished.Through his son on the cross.
使得你和我能够借着耶稣基督的血能够与他相合。
To make you and me to be reconciled with him by the blood of his son.
并且我们得着新的生命，耶稣基督住在我们的里面，他伴随我们走人生的道路。
And we have a new life. Jesus dwells in us. He would be our company in our life's journey.
在我们人生里面，不论碰到什么样的环境，我们能够不忧愁、不惧怕。
So that we will not be troubled, we will not be afraid, no matter what we encounter in life.
并且他的平安能够使得我们人与人之间的关系能够恢复到和谐和睦。
And also his peace can help us reconcile with others.
亲爱的朋友，这是一个平安的福音。
Dear friends, this gospel is a gospel of peace.
那也许我们会想说，如果这么好的话，我怎么能够得着呢？
And you may ask, well, I want to have this such a great thing. How can I get it?
在圣经里面，约翰福音三章十六节这么说。
John 3:16 says,
他说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
It says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his own one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
在这边讲说，我们要得着这个福音的祝福，没有别的方法，就是一个相信。
It tells us that there's only one way to gain this blessing of the gospel, that is to believe.
因为这是神在爱中为我们所预备的一个礼物。
Because this is something, a gift God prepares for us in His love.
神的话说，叫一切信他的。
It says, whoever believes in Him.
一切相信耶稣基督的
，whoever believes in Jesus Christ，
就能够得着这个福音的好处，就能够得着永远的生命。
Will have the benefit of the gospel, will have eternal life。
亲爱的朋友，不需要你多做什么
，you don't have to do anything，
也不能，我们也不能多做什么
，you can't do anything anyway。
我自己在还没信主之前，常常有一个错误的观念
，and I had this misconception before I became a Christian。
我常常觉得。的确，在世界上的人是说没有白吃的午餐。
And of course we know that there's no free lunch.
啊，如果你要得着一个宝贵东西，你就要努力。
If you want to gain something precious, you have to put in some effort.
啊，在我们这一面，我们自己要做一些什么。
I need to do this or that.
可是如果真是这样子的话，这就不是福音。
But if that's the case, then the gospel is not a true gospel.
感谢神，因为我们在神的跟前，我没有办法站立。
Praise the Lord, because we cannot stand on our own feet before God.
所以他让他的儿子的血为我们而流。
That's why he let his son's blood to shed for us.
因为我们在我们里面没有平安，所以他把平安当作一个礼物赏赐给我们。
Because we don't have peace in us, he gives us the peace as a free present.
因为我们在我们的人生的道路里面，我们会常常会忧愁，常常会胆怯。
Because we are often troubled and we often get scared in our life journey.
可是我们的神却他的儿子却伴随我们走这一条路，使得我们能够不胆怯，并且这是一个礼物。
But God, Son of God Jesus will accompany us in this journey so that we are not troubled, we are not afraid. And this is a free gift.
因为人不能的，神替我们做。
Because things that we cannot do, God does it for us.
亲爱朋友，并且这个为我们所做的当作一个礼物赏赐给我们。
So what God has done,He gives to us as a free gift.
这是福音，这是恩典。
This is gospel, this is grace.
我们会也许会觉得我们平常的生活太忙碌。
You may think that we live such a busy life.
对这个永生的事情，对这一个信仰的事情，好像常常没有时间去好好思想。
And you think that I really don't have time to think about life, think about eternity.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们不花点时间思想，我们不来面对这个情况的话
，If we don't spend time thinking about it, if we don't want to face this thing，
啊，明天我们要再回去上班，我们又要再回到我们自己的生活里面。
Tomorrow we go back to our daily life to go back to work。
啊，朝九晚五，我不知道现在晚是晚七还是晚八，朝九晚五的生活。
I don't know whether you have a 9-to-5 life or nowadays maybe 9-to-7, 9-to-8 life。
我们又开始回到我们这个。愁苦，我们又回到我们自己焦虑，碰到各样的生活上面的压力的环境的里面。
You go back to the same routine of anxiety, of pressure, etc.
家朋友知道，现在就是神给我们一个机会。
Dear friends, this is the opportunity God gives you.
神他已经将这一个平安的福音我们预备好了。
God has prepared this gospel of peace for you.
就在耶稣基督的里面。
In Jesus Christ.
而如今。这一个礼物是为你所预备的，你只要相信，只要接受。
And this present, this gift is prepared for you. All you have to do is just accept it.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because it says that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意？
Are you willing, dear friends?
我们不要想说我以后还有机会。
Don't think that, well, I may have other opportunities in the future.
我们实在是不知道，我们对明天实在是没有把握。
Because no one can count on tomorrow.
可是神把今天这个机会量给我们。
But God has granted us today's opportunity.
对一切愿意相信接受耶稣基督的，今天就能够得着这个福音的祝福。
To those who are willing to accept Jesus Christ, today you can be blessed.
亲爱的朋友，今天就是蒙悦纳的时候。
Today is a day of acceptance.
好不好我们最后再唱诗歌第621首我们就唱第一节
Let us sing the first stanza of hymn 621
让耶稣来进入你心
Let Jesus come into your heart
若你渴慕得着新的人生
If you desire to have a new life
让耶稣进入你心
Let Jesus come into your heart
亲爱的朋友若我们愿意让耶稣进入到我们的心中
Dear friends, if you are willing to let Jesus come into your heart
耶稣基督要把那赦罪的平安把他自己的平安赏赐给我们
And he will grant you the peace from being forgiven and give you the peace
并且让我们人生里面有一个新的转捩点
And we have a new turning point in life
能够享受主耶稣基督在福音里面所带给我们的祝福
So that we can enjoy the blessing brought by his gospel
我们再把这首诗歌的第一节唱一次
Let us sing this stanza once again
之后我们有点祷告
Then we willhave some prayer.
Let
us bow our head and close our eyes.
在我们祷告之前有一点小小的邀请。
I have a request before I start praying.
如果亲爱的朋友你现在愿意将你的心门打开。
Dear friends, if you are willing right now to open your door,
让耶稣能够进到你心中。
Open the heart, the door of your heart and let Jesus come in.
让赦罪的平安成为你的
So that you can have the peace from being forgiven.
让耶稣的平安成为你的。
So that Jesus' peace can become yours.
让你在因着得着耶稣基督有一个新的人生。
And you can have a new life because you have Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意的话，好不好？请你把手稍微举一下。
And if you are willing, please raise your hand.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
啊，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们再一次邀请。
Once again, I ask the same question.
亲爱的朋友，这是神在耶稣基督里面为我们所预备的一个白白的礼物。
Dear friends, this is a free gift God prepared in Jesus Christ.
我们不需要做什么。
You don't have to do anything.
我们要做的只不过是就把我们心门打开。
All you need to do is open the heart, the door of your heart.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
如果愿意的话，请好不好？请你把手举一下。
Yeah, raise your hand. Let me know that you're willing to accept him.
好，我们看见了。好， yes, 感谢主，
yes,
感谢。
Yes, I've seen that.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们心在你跟前实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise.
我们谢谢你在十字架上为我们成功的救赎。
Thank you for the salvation that you have accomplished on the cross.
我们谢谢你为我们流血舍命。
Thank you for shedding your blood.And also giving up your life.
我们谢谢你，我们能够得因着你的血，我们得赦免。
Lord, we thank you because of your blood, our sins can be forgiven.
并且我们能够得着你，能够成我们这一生的至宝。
And we thank you for becoming the most precious treasure in our life.
我们实在是为着在我们当中这个许多的福音朋友献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you for all the gospel friends amongst us.
主啊，为着举手决志的，为着听着你的话语的，我们都献上感谢。
Lord, for those who are willing to accept you today, and those who have heard your gospel, we thank you.
主啊，我们实在是盼望每一个朋友在你面前都能够更多的蒙恩。
Oh Lord, our prayer is that all friends here will be saved.
让他们在生命里面能够真实经历到赦罪的平安。
So that they can truly experience the peace from being forgiven.
并且能够得着你成为他们这一生的救主， so、that, 这一生的主，这一生的救主。
So that you may become their Savior and Lord for their life.
我们将感谢、赞美、敬拜都来归给你。
We give you all the thanks and praise and worship.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.